Well, we were asked by Chairman Lacey Clay of the House Subcommittee on Information Policy, the Census, and National Archives to look at the Web 2.0 technologies and federal use of those technologies. And we actually are just beginning a more in-depth review of those, how agencies are managing and protecting information that they collect and through those social media outlets.
And I want to get into that in a second, because I think that's one of the big issues out there. But I just want to make sure everyone's on, and I tend to talk about these things as if everyone knows what they are. But we're talking about everything from blogs, Twitter feeds, wikis, all those kinds of things, right?
Exactly. And what we found in our preliminary work for the hearing that was held last week is that most agencies are using these technologies to enhance their services and interactions with the public.
In fact, I think only 23 of 24 agencies?
That's right. 22 of 24 of the major agencies have a presence on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And they use these for a number of different applications. You know, just to give a couple examples, NASA uses Twitter to provide information about the status of its missions, as well as to respond to questions about space exploration from the public. And the State Department uses YouTube and other video technologies in supporting its public diplomacy efforts by broadcasting or providing video of speeches by, you know, the Secretary Clinton, other key officials, and ambassadors.
Well, in fact, the president, when he gave his big speech, I guess close to a year ago in Cairo, and there was a major effort to reach out to folks using a lot of these tools.
Indeed. And we're finding that the agencies are taking advantage of these tools in order to better engage the public with the governing process.
So out of that comes, there are some challenges, and agencies have been really dealing with a lot of these. One of them is, okay, somebody posts something to your Facebook page. Is that a federal record? Is that a record?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's one of the challenges that we identified, is that determining whether information exchanged through these technologies constitutes federal records pursuant to the Federal Records Act. And if it is, and another challenge is then establishing mechanisms for preserving such records, which can involve, among other things, determining the appropriate intervals for capturing constantly changing web content.
Yeah, it's a really big, and a lot of those, like Facebook, you don't control that information anymore. So all of a sudden, how do you maintain that in some cohesive way?
That's exactly right. And agencies also don't, because of that limited control, they may not have the appropriate ability to assure that the information is adequately protected and managed. One of the challenges we also identified is that, you know, just ensuring that agencies take appropriate steps to limit the collection and use of personal information through social media, because privacy could be compromised if clear limits are not set on how the government uses this information or personal information to which it has access to in these social networking environments.
And we've seen the Office of Management and Budget dealing with that in a little bit way with the new policy on cookies and those kinds of things. And a part of that was dealing with third-party cookies.
Yeah.
So they're trying to deal with this in some way.
Yeah, we found that agencies are beginning to identify some of these issues and take steps to address them. You know, this is another example where the technology outpaces policy, and government agencies are starting to catch up with some of the policy issues.
There are also security issues there, aren't
there? Oh, yes, there are, because agencies under FISMA, which is the Federal Information Security Management Act, are responsible for protecting their information, even when it's on systems maintained by other third parties and contractors. And so right now, it's kind of unclear to what extent that may apply then to third-party providers such as Facebook and Twitter. You know, how is that information being protected?
Well, and there's also the challenge of if you're going to be using these tools, I mean, most agencies block them by and large, and that creates a how do you do this and be in this space if you can't get on them?
Right. One of the challenges is the use of these tools could blend both personal and professional use of these tools by employees. And so agencies, as they embark on using these tools to engage the public will also need to provide, you know, appropriate training to their own employees on how to use these tools appropriately in accordance with agency policies and procedures.
And that can be, and we've seen that this going on at GSA, where there are some unions that are, some of the union folks are quite concerned that they're going to get in trouble because people are tweeting or Facebooking about something that may be deemed inappropriate.
And that's always a challenge when dealing with internet-based services, is making sure, as with any type of service, being the telephone too, for that matter,
Yeah. You
know, it's making sure that employees use it for appropriate business purposes.
Well, and as I was reading your testimony, a lot of this, I was thinking back to when email was first being rolled out across agencies. And some of this strikes me as a similar kind of conversation we've had around email and probably around the telephone. I'm not quite that old, but, you know, I imagine that these kinds of conversations, what does everyone need a phone at their desk for?
I think that's always the case when you have new technologies. These technologies often provide great opportunities, but they also need the use of those technologies need to be thought through to assure that agencies are using them appropriately and to affect their missions.
Did you, and I know you did, touched on it a little bit, but the issue of FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, and how that, what role FOIA plays in a lot of these tools?
Well, that's right, because that's another challenge that we identified. It's just assuring proper adherence to the requirements of FOIA. Particularly, one of the key issues is for information to be provided under such a request, the government needs to be able to control that information. And that can be a pretty complex decision-making process as it relates to these social networking sites where government control may not be absolute.
The other issue that I keep hearing about, particularly from Gov 2.0 advocates, is the Paperwork Reduction Act. And a lot of concern that this was something that is really a 1980s, I believe, rule or law that just they're having a real hard time applying, and in some ways is even restricting conversations from going on, restricting public's access to information because there are these requirements that things have to be printed.
Right, and what I believe the Office of Management and Budget recently issued some guidance that the use of social, or at least certain uses of social media and web-based interactive technologies, would not necessarily be treated as information collections under the Paperwork Reduction Act. So that might give some relief to agencies in this space.
I know you didn't make specific recommendations, but as you were going through this, essentially, my reading between your lines is you have to think carefully about this and have some common sense.
That's right. And indeed, as we continue with our ongoing review over agencies' policies and procedures for managing and protecting information obtained through social media, we'll be looking at how agencies are doing that and possibly make recommendations depending upon what our results say.
And you're currently reviewing still some more of these issues. When do you expect to be done with that?
Don't have a specific date yet, but we're just beginning, and so we're still trying to scope out the work, and so I don't have a date yet.